Grassroots Marketing on CannabisRadio.com continues as we're going to be talking about a new platform we haven't had a chance to go and feature here on the program that is powered by AI, decentralized Web3 design, described as opening the door to a healthier, more participatory lifestyle economy. And we're going to also talk about the fact that they have joined with the folks at Khalifa Kush in a partnership. And that's Darren Phillips, the CEO of Weed. We're going to bring him on in just a moment. But first, Grassroots Marketing is powered by the Buzz Serum. Closing deals. As I've said here plenty of times, you want to be able to get a way to go ahead and close deals. You want something that's going to take care of a lot for you. As I just said on another interview this week, doing Grassroots Marketing, I've been working on website design and development, and I've been using the Buzz CRM, which has several websites of some ancillary projects that we're working on right now. Something in public relations, I'll just say that. That it's really functional, it's easy to use, and the website design is amazing. I mean, it's not one of those other sites just like, you know, just piecemeal together. It really does look great. It's functional. It works. It gives you a lot of SEO presence that you need as well. But this is just one of the many 500 tools that this big, humongous, behemoth CRM platform is able to do for you. It's an all-in-one solution. AI will help power to handle your emails, social media, and customer inquiries 24/7. So you get a sales team under your fingertips right there to handle all the work for you. So all you have to do is close leads. That's it. Always be closing. Alec Baldwin, Glenn Gary, Glenn Ross. You don't get the Glenn Rary, Glenn Ross leads unless you always are closing. So use the Buzz CRM and let it go and do for you. Thank you, Darren, for the endorsement here quietly on the show. So doesn't matter what kind of business you are, find out how it works for you. TheBuzzCRM.com, streamline your workflows, boost your ROI. TheBuzzCRM.com, it closes leads. Just find out for yourself. Darren, thanks for being on with me. Really appreciate it. Again, the CEO of Weed, and the website is weedvault.com. Darren, real quickly, we mentioned the platform and describing it as a healthier, more participatory lifestyle economy. So, and there's a lot of investment into it, over $20 million in intellectual property and product development. Talk to me about how this new technological infrastructure will specifically empower users not just to consume, but actively design, refine, and distribute what comes next, as it says in the press release to announce it.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us. I appreciate it. We're really excited about Weed. We're an intellectual property-based company, and we're developing a lifestyle brand, and we're wrapping that all around well-being. There's lots of wellness brands that are out there, and we thought to ourselves, okay, we own the word weed in almost every industry category across the board. And so how do we commercialize that? We want to be a well-being brand. All right. That is the yin and the yang. That's the vice and the victory. It's all encompassed. So in order to do that in 2025, we know that we can't just be a web two, you know, we're not just going to sell t-shirts and Cokes. Things like that, you've got to bring in technology. And so we're interfacing Web3, that's AI technology, along with everything else that we're doing. And that's the best way to expand globally for us.
So when it comes down to designing, refining, and distributing what comes next, it still comes down to the fact that while it's AI, you still have a lot of human input into it, and there's a lot of strategy that goes behind it. So now the discussion was made, the argument was being made is that mainstream AI tools rarely meaningfully address everyday health. I mean, hell, even on what I use Google Gemini, I can't even use cannabis or talk about it or have it to use something to generate something on cannabis because it won't do it. But now I wanted to find out what you're able to do in particular to go and use this AI agent to provide personalized data-driven insights and experiences that are distinct from the other existing wellness apps and services out there.
Yeah, the beautiful thing is we are not a wellness app. We are a well-being app. And so the key word with our AI, what makes us different, is the word uncensored and unfiltered. So the first part of AI development is downloading data from everywhere. And so our AI technology uses petabytes of data that is being gathered. And when I say it's unfiltered and uncensored, 90% of the AI technology that's out there is censored. it's only pulls from, again, I'll use the word 90% of the data that is out there available. So when our AI technology, this is a well-being companion, if you will, the user is going to be able to interface with it directly, and it is going to learn from its user's inputs and the way it speaks back to you, and the data that it accesses is going to be very edgy. It's going to be DGN, and it will freely talk about cannabis and other items. So we're excited about that. It's very different.
But now you bring a great point, because when it comes to AI, there's not any one of these major models out there that is really open source, that is really just free to go ahead and gather what's out there. But then again, I can understand where, you know, if you're looking for, say, ChatGPT or OpenAI or Google with Gemini, and how they're going to go and pull in intellectual property from other resources, because, you know, in the world of journalism, I talk about this on another podcast that's independent of this, that they are taking up some of these archaic intellectual properties of media that are faltering right now. But they're not able to make enough money on circulation, not enough money on advertising. So take that information, make a deal with them so they can stay afloat, then take their archives, then basically learn their process so that basically when that company's about to go bankrupt, oh, we could just take them away on pennies on the dollar. The thing is, there's a method to what the mainstream models are doing, but when it comes to an AI model like Weed, it's a matter of what you're putting into it that, again, is not being censored by other platforms out there. What can you tell me about what's being put into the model so it'll be able to give what you're looking for customers and consumers what they're looking for?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Well, specifically, what we're putting into the model is everything, and I don't know a better way to answer that.
Where it's coming from, because that's the part where of the information you're trying to bring in, where it's not like it's just okay for wellness. It's okay, whatever doctors, whatever clinicians, whatever scientists might say, but well-being, I would imagine, brings in more of what maybe people's accounts are. That's why I was just wondering from like how, where it's coming from and how much information is coming in and how little of a filter there is.
Yeah. Well, it's unfiltered. So that's the quick answer.
Okay.
And the reason it is, again, is what we're trying to tell people is wellness is a process. Well-being is a state of mind. So okay. Your idea of well-being might be getting up and running a 5K every morning. My idea of well-being might be having a vodka martini in the afternoon. Right. So there's two very different things. And this AI is going to learn from the user what their idea of well-being is and what can help them achieve fulfillment, happiness, things like that. So it's going to learn along the way, but we're trying everything we can not to limit its access. I think that's what's important.
So there's a lot to be said of it. Again, it's more than $20 million has been invested in this. This press release came out in late May, and then right away, now we have the announcement that Khalifa Kush, which is one of the largest celebrity brands in the world, was Khalifa, we know of, he now is launching a global well-being platform. Along with Weed, he is building a platform, and I want to know where Khalifa Kush, how that interaction came about, and how the established cultural relevance that he has, combined with the extensive IP portfolio of Weed across diverse industries, which would be health, cosmetics, food, and beverages, how it translates into collaborations or initiatives that are going to redefine that well-being that you're looking for.
So we love Khalifa Kush. We love their model. We love their brand. We know to commercialize the way we want to do it, our commercialization strategy is a licensing strategy. So we've amassed all of this intellectual property, and we don't want to reinvent the wheel. We want to license with production and distribution networks out there to get our weed branded products. We love the guys at Khalifa Kush. I've gotten to know DJ Saul, the founder and CEO of Khalifa Kush, over the last couple of years. He and the COO, Tim Hunkeely, are just really good guys. Well, they've created the largest celebrity-backed cannabis company in the world, and they did that through the same model, through licensing. And so they wrote the book. They've got the blueprint, and they've got Wiz Khalifa as a partner. I mean, what else do you have to say there? So it's all the right ingredients for what we're trying to do.
So now this with weed, you have a decentralized community first ecosystem, and you also have now with the platform, you're bringing on board token initiatives and community governance. So tell me about how weed's going to plan to cultivate a truly engaged and participatory community. And part of it is that you're also going to be doing as part of this is cryptocurrency. So you'll have crypto natives and newcomers becoming active stakeholders and contributing to the platform's evolution and circular well-being economy. One of the things that, you know, a good 7-8 years ago, I remember when crypto was trying to be embedded into cannabis and, you know, you had coins, you had tokens, you had things coming in and coming through the woodwork and crashing and burning pretty quickly. So coming to this space now and bringing this decentralized platform, tell me how you have this approach right here to go into crypto, Bitcoin, blockchain, and tell me how it works well in this platform.
So there are lots of tokens, as you said, over the last 7 or 8 years that have come out, crashed and burned. Meme coins gives it a terrible name, like weed. It's considered taboo. We've got some guys on our team from several continents, actually, that have built some of the largest tokens in the world. They're trading in the multiple billions of dollars. So we're doing this the right way. Put millions of dollars and years into developing this cryptocurrency, which is going to be called weed. I mean, that's the ticker, weed. And what's interesting is you talk about bringing in the community. So we launched our page on X and said, here's what we're about, here's what we're doing. And the X community is very big into crypto. And then we have a Discord channel as well. Well, we have seen both of those communities grow by, I would say, 600% just in the last 72 hours. Because word is getting out outside of the U.S., the word weed is very fascinating because it is absolutely taboo. It is banned in places in Southeast Asia, and a lot of our coin enthusiasts are from places like Indonesia and Thailand and Vietnam. It's really interesting, but it's growing at rapid speed for us right now. The community.
And for those who want to go and follow on X, it's @WeedVault. And you bring up another point I want to bring up here is because it is a risk to go ahead and say, to go ahead and try to take on redefining the word weed, because we know every time I see a media headline, I know if they say big weed or if they use weed in the storyline or the headline itself, I already know it's going to be a hit piece. Every mainstream media outlet does it. It's exhausting, fatiguing, it's tired, it's boring, whatever, move along. But now what you want to do is you want to make weed synonymous with happiness, contentment, and personal fulfillment. So you're up against in a big battle because public perception of the world has been like this. Of course, I mean, and you see how people have used it where, you know, just pick where it's been used and how it's been used and what the meaning is behind it. So talking about the strategies of this partnership you're going to have with Khalifa Kush and just in general that you might have with live events, celebrity collaborations, product reveals to help change the word weed and what it stands for.
I love how DJ Saul said in the press release, his quote said the destigmatization of the word weed. Yep. I thought that was brilliant because that's exactly what it is. I mean, the word's been around for 500 years. And over the last 100 years has such a negative connotation to it. And I get it. But we are driven by and inspired by the business model of Liquid Death. Those guys did a fantastic job. I had no idea at the time that Wiz Khalifa was one of the early investors in that brand as well. But they took a brand and a recognizable term and just flipped it. And I think it's easy to do in this day and age. You know, especially Gen Z, they're looking for something cool. They're looking for something edgy. So it's upon us to inspire by putting these brands in front of them that promote well-being, and before long they just become synonymous. So that's how you increase the value of a brand. But the word weed, 360,000 Google searches a month. I mean, we definitely have the platform. It's just on us to put the brands behind the name, which we can do.
So if you look at what weedvault.com, weedvault.com, and also again on X at weedvault, you can see there's a lot of things you're working on right now, because you are entering, you have weed points now where you can have people get into the weed access system with a lot of different things. You also have tokens you're looking to put out there very soon. And also, you know, games out there, so you can go to win your share of cash prizes. So tell me more about what Weed's doing aside from the Khalifa Kush partnership, and what people could do to get involved and engaged as they go ahead and look for you on the website or on X.
Yeah, I think the best thing to do is follow us on X. The other thing to do is you can follow us on Instagram at weed.vault on Instagram. We're growing our community there. Our commercialized products are actually going to be offered on weedbrand.com. So our first silo vertical in commercialization is going to be a beverage brand. About an hour ago, we got off of a meeting with the guys at Khalifa Kush. So we're working through designs. We've got distribution networks set up for weed branded beverages in Texas and Florida. Those are going to roll out in Q4. And those will be available on weedbrand.com as well.
Fantastic. Darren Phillips, CEO of Weed. Again, weedvault.com and at weedvault on X and weed.vault on Instagram. Thank you for being on with me. Really appreciate you taking time out.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.